I mean, hearing that story from Margaret just shows what a heartbreaking position many families are put in this area because of what I consider the totally out-of-date leasehold laws. It's an outmoded form of home ownership. I mean, people have just got to think what this means. You buy a property and it's freehold. You pay your mortgage, you pay your bills, you keep the upkeep of the house and everything. And then when the lease is coming to an end, you can be asked to pay anything up to about £20,000 to buy your own property.
Is this peculiar to this area?
There is a particular issue in Grimsby and Cleethorpes. I know of other parts of the country, I believe some parts of Wales, Cardiff and Newport.
Right.
When I raised this in my private bill in the House of Commons to try and get the law changed on leasehold, I did then discover the other parts of the country where this was prevalent. But in the last 4 years, I've come across too many people who have lost their homes.
Right.
Because as an elderly person, if you can't buy that freehold, then you have to become a tenant of your own
house.
It's outrageous.
Right.
It has to change.
In a way, sadly, you've tried to sort this when you were an MP have sadly run into the higher house full of landlords, of course.
Well, that's right, because the leasehold reform bill was in the House of Lords. It was being mangled in the House of Lords, and I just suspect that some of the large owners of leasehold properties in the House of Lords don't want Labour to change the law on this. Labour government is still committed to changing the law on this. It is my top 10 target. This is an absolute time bomb. We must remember, in the next 3 to 5 years, there are going to be thousands of people in this position.
All right.